Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Exchange. And here's your host, John Landon.
Good morning out there on this Friday. To all of you listeners out here for the Fantasy Football Exchange, we appreciate it here on this November 10th, 2023. Headed into that 24, can you believe it? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the holiday season. How has rolled up very quickly on us all. And that goes for the football season as well. We are in week 10, the crunch time of the season, where a lot of you have to win out these next few games on your opponents. So hopefully you're tuning in and you're taking in some of this advice that we're giving out to you. Last night, there was a lot of correct predictions here on the Stardom side. All right, so once again, the Chicago Bears came out and did their work. Shout out to them this morning. Tyson Badgett running around out there on the field, making a few plays, but nothing spectacular. Did get us the win. Tosses the ball out pretty damn quick, about the two and a half second mark, exactly what you're looking for in the NFL, and use a lot of your running game, which he leaned on throughout the night. So big night for Deontay Foreman, again, who put the team on his back and rode the offense for pretty much the night here. So again, we appreciate you tuning in today for today's episode of the recap of last night's action between the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers, where we'll revisit some of the ones that we got right and, of course, some of the ones we got wrong. We'll also visit the quick injury updates throughout the league on this Friday for ones that we want to monitor on our rosters throughout the weekend into the Sunday and Monday's contest. So we'll also get into our weekly three-game watch list and starting sits, as well as the score prediction feature that we have at the end of each of these matchups. And I've been pretty damn close out there. If you've been following along here the past 4 weeks, last night was no different, with a 5-point swing on my prediction. So again, does not matter who gets the dub here, as long as you put in the online sports bet of the score prediction in a range of the points that they're putting out there for the odds. So if you went with the 5-point swing and below either way here, you made some money last night. Okay, so speaking of some money and grabbing that bag, at the end of the show, you already know we have that DraftKings player prop, where I give you two players separately on a prop that we're going to go with and try to make a little money here this weekend and stay entertained. As well, I throw in a two-pick parlay where we combine two of these bets, make the odds favorable in our, you know, favor here. So that's what we try to do here, make you a little bit of money. Like I said, we want to get that around here and make the little bit of money that we can to enjoy these games during the weekend. Because sometimes you expect one thing and it turns out another. So at least you have something to look forward to at the end of that game. All right, so that'll be pretty much today's episode. Just looking forward to the weekend here in week 10. Hope a lot of you out there are in the position to get those doves here on Sunday or Monday, so we can discuss that here on next week's shows, on the waiver shows. And hopefully we targeted some of those here this week that'll help us, you know, against our buddies or our coworkers here that we were able to snatch it before they did. So hopefully you got you a Deontay Foreman here in your league last night and helped you to get a couple of those points that you were not so confident in until you woke up this morning and saw he scored that touchdown. So hopefully he helped you out this morning. So let's kick that off with last night's action here between the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers, where the Chicago Bears got the win 16, Carolina 13. All right, so that brings me to Bryce Young. Again, he's having one of those seasons where there's no offensive line help to help him get a little time in that pocket to run around. That was somewhat of what Justin Fields has been experiencing himself, but he's been able to get himself out of the mud. Not so much this year, but last year was one of those years where you were looking forward to this season to see if he put it all together and was getting that passing ability under his belt. But that did not manifest itself as of yet. Did not put it together in this offense. And to be honest with you, it's this coaching staff. If you really pay attention to the sideline here, I'm not with the facial reactions. I'm not with the zoned out look from Eberflus here. I'm just not feeling it. And look, the players will always tell you that they're going to ride for their coach and they're going to do this. Of course, they did that with McDaniels here in Las Vegas. If you've paid attention as of late, looks like they're throwing a party each and every time that you see online or through the Sports Center here. So it looks like they're enjoying themselves without that coach. And I believe that would be the same damn issue here if the coach was fired tomorrow, okay, or he resigned, let's put it that way. Chicago would have no problems here. Am I right? The city would be actually hoping for that. We're looking for Ryan Poles to call him into his office maybe after next week. Because, see, they got the win last night, so it helped carry him a little bit further, have a little bit more rope to hang on to. But we don't give a damn about that around here in Chicago. We just want you gone, sir. You're just not for Justin Fields. You're not for DJ Moore, Cole Kmet. It's just not. We have a lot of weapons here, folks, but what can you do with that talent when you don't have the proper playbook or the proper mind frame to carry them to that next level? You know, this is more of a defensive mind coach here. He's more of the running mentality. He'd rather run it and base the game on his defense, which the defense has not been able to do that this year like it was in the prior years. I mean, we had a lot of stronger defensive fronts, better corner play. Eddie Jackson slipped just a little bit. All right, so it's not as formidable in the back end as it was a few years back. So, was happy with the win last night. Not going to lie to you, right? Again, congratulations to our Chicago Bears. But I could have went without a win as well. But again, this was a win-win situation, as I told you on yesterday's podcast. Because as a Bears fan, we own that Carolina Panthers pick. You see, we would have had a Bryce Young or a CJ Stroud ourselves, but we had a lot of faith in Justin Fields after what we saw in 2022 with his running ability, of course. And as mentioned a few moments ago, if he would have just put the passing ability together and released the ball in a faster pace, then we'd be in a better position here, I believe, here in 2023. But due to his injury and due to the lack of this offense, this is where we're at. Okay, so Bryce Young last night, 38 for 21, 185. No touchdowns, no picks on the night. Sacked three times, rushed the ball 3 for 18 for only 10 on your roster. So hopefully, again, you did not have to roll with Bryce Young on your fantasy teams. All right, so on to the other side of the ball, as you know. By the way, here, we might as well just knock it out while we're going along here from last night's stats. We did get that Bryce Young call to sit. That is right. Correct. We did not roll with Bryce Young last night. We had you sit him on the start and sit him on yesterday's episode. So, and that goes for Tyson Bagent as well. We were correct on this play as well. We had you go with him. We knew he was going to be a game manager. This is more of the 14 and plus super flex decision on here. Not in so much a 10 or a 12. I believe there's better options out there than Tyson Bagent, ladies and gentlemen. So we were right on this front when it came to a 14 and plus. He tossed the ball 33, 20 of those completed for a buck 62. No touchdowns on the ground. Did not get picked. No sacks, which was a good sign. Rushed the ball 6 for 12 for only 12, but that is correct. That was good in a super flex, in a 14 plus. More of a desperation move there. So we were right there on that front. We knew it'd be more of a game management situation. On for the backfield for these two teams. Let's go ahead and kick it off with the Carolina Panthers. I was dead wrong here for Chuba Hubbard. I believed he'd have a stronger game than he did. They did utilize him a lot, but the Bears defense woke up last night for some reason and just stopped him, whether that be at the goal line or short of the actually knocking him back on some negative yardage when he'd get touched or he'd touch the ball. So not a big night for Chuba Hubbard like we all thought he might have against his Bears defense. So touched the ball 9 for 23. No touchdowns. Was targeted twice. Caught both of those balls for 16 yards. For only 10 this morning. Not feeling that. So on for his running mate as well, Miles Sanders. We got this one wrong as well. We thought that the Bears defense would have fell asleep, would have went into hibernation and let these two backs eat last night. And so, again, they woke up, especially after this Montez Sweat signing, which is a great sign for us Chicago Bears going forward. I'm feeling that signing from free agency, or not free agency, from the trade deadline. But as of last night, again, this was a win-win situation. So we won either way. But going forward, guys, go ahead and take those L's. We need to stay up top. We need to get us a Marvin Harrison Jr. or possibly look into the O-line rankings here coming up in the draft. And then use some of our free agent money that we're going to have. We're going to have a lot of that, folks. We're going to have a lot of cap space here for 2024. So we should utilize that and build upon grabbing us a few free agent offensive linemen as well. But more on the defensive side. We need some more safety help. Maybe a high-end cornerback here to go along with Johnson, who I believe they're going to be cheap here because we know the Bears have been cheap in the past. That is right. They need to pay their homegrown player here, Johnson, who was the bright spot on that defense this year covering some of these wide receivers. So book him on the other side with somebody who's strong with some veteran leadership. All right, so I'm looking forward for the offseason, looking forward for free agency, the draft. You keep up there in the top five Bears, and we're good to go. We got us a Marvin Harrison Jr. to go along with DJ Moore over there, and it's dangerous in the NFC North. If Fields can keep his shit together, we'll be straight. I believe we'll be straight here in 2024. So that brings me on to Sanders, who, again, the Bears defense woke up and he only touched the ball 2, got -5 out of that. No touchdowns, targeted 2, caught both of those for 15 yards for 4 points this morning. You are very upset if you put you in Miles Sanders. So on to the other side. For the Bears, who had a great night for Deontay Foreman, touching the ball 21 for 80, got that score, targeted 2 for 2 in the backfield, 12 yards for 28 points to carry you in to the Sunday and Monday's matchups. You're really feeling that this morning. So are we for calling that as a start. So we knew we saw that coming from the Bears offense. On for Roschon Johnson, we also had this as a correct play. He only joined the party and touched the ball 5 for 18, targeted 6 and caught 4 of those for 14, but did get you 10. And again, that is more of a 14 and plus league here, ladies and gentlemen, not in a 10 and 12. You can do better options as a flex right now than Roschon Johnson. But if you put him in your later formats, he did just fine for you, getting you that score or getting you those 10 this morning. All right, let's move it on to the pass catchers for the Carolina Panthers. And Adam Thielen, we were correct here going with him. We knew he was going to eat here. That is who Bryce Young is depending on as of late in the middle of the season. So targeted 10 for 6, 42 yards. No rushes out of the backfield, but a decent 10 to carry you into this weekend. Where a lot of these, again, in the bye week, we have a lot of good to great wide receivers missing this week. So not going to be a bad play to have you, Adam Thielen, here to in week 10. All right, on for Jonathan Mingo. Again, this was correct if you went on into the 16 and plus league format for him. This is where we called last night that. Targeted 7, caught 3 of those for 20 yards for 5 points, but that is good when you go into the later formats where all the high-flying wide receivers are either out this week or have not performed up to par. So not a bad move for Jonathan Mingo, who is coming along here in the offense. Of course, we had you sit Terrace Marshall last night, so that was a correct move on our part. Targeted 3, caught 1 for only 11, got you 2 points. Not a lot of moves there. Thought there would be some garbage time moves here, so not a good play if you woke up this morning and had you Terrace Marshall. All right, so for the Chicago Bears, DJ Moore is continuing to take a lot of share in this offense and got targeted 9, caught 5 of those for 58. There was also a missed potential for a big yardage play. The ball was just slightly outside of the sidelines there, and DJ Moore caught it, but the toes and a foot was right outside by the inches. So would have been a great play. Bigger night for DJ Moore. Again, targeted 9 for 5 for 58. No scores, no, and did rush the ball 1 for 1 yard. Got you 11. It's pretty solid this morning. So we're happy with that DJ Moore move. Darnell Mooney, we got this one incorrect. So we'll take that one on the chin here because we had you go and start Darnell Mooney because we believe that Tyson Badgett was going to need to throw the ball a little bit more than he did. And we saw Darnell Mooney joining the party here the last couple of weeks with Badgett under center. So we thought it'd be a bigger night for Darnell Mooney, but it was not the case. Targeted 4 for 2 for 14 yards, only 3 on your roster. So we apologize for that if you did go with Darnell Mooney here in your 12 and beyond, like we recommended. All right, for these tight ends, you know how this goes. This is a hit or miss each and every week. Unless you got you those big dogs in your lineup, then you know you're streaming for these tight ends. And so we called this one correct. We see that Cole Kmet is just eating. No matter who the quarterback is there, he is a straight-up leader on this offense. Big body, tight end out of the Notre Dame. So we got this one right, ladies and gentlemen. Targeted 7 for 5 for 45. Did rush 1 for 1 yard. Got you 10 to carry you into Sunday, which again, Cole Kmet is not a tight end 1. He's more on the fringe, tight end 2, more of the flex when necessary. So for Cole Kmet to get you 10 during the buys here, that is solid work from him and a great call on our part here for week 10. So again, you know, we were not fans If you were paying attention to yesterday's episode, we were not fans of this Carolina Panthers tight end situation. So that is no different here for Tommy Tremble. Targeted 3 for 3 for 16 yards, no rushes for 5 on your roster. And Hayden Hurst, 4 for 2, 14 yards for 3 on your roster. So hopefully you did not go with these Carolina Panthers tight ends as we recommended. So for both of these players, we're going to go ahead and ring the sound bite. We had you sit them and they did not perform, but we did get this correct. To sit these players. So good moves on our part, and hopefully they did not damage your roster if you did put them in. All right, so that's going to wrap up the recap and this what we got right, what we got wrong from last night's football action between the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers. All right, so, and let's revisit actually while we're in last night's stardom and sit'em. Let's go ahead and let's visit last night's DraftKings single prop bets that we got right or we got wrong. All right, that was a rough one here. We thought it'd be bigger for Bryce Young. We thought, again, they would be able to throw on this Chicago Bears defense who has been hibernating the past few weeks, especially in the back end here. But they woke up, and that was not the case for Bryce Young, who we had for a over 1.5 TDs thrown. That was a plus 180. Of course, that was a long shot on their end that they had for a plus there. They thought that that was not going to happen anyways, but we thought it would, given that we know our own city's team here. So great job on the Chicago Bears for stopping that. So $5 we lost on that one there. So hopefully you did not put in on that, or that did not damage you too much and you stuck to the $5. So again, please, ladies and gentlemen, bet responsibly out there. When we give these bets, it's just for straight up fun. This is something to kick back with your loved ones, with your buddies, maybe from coworkers or something like that. $5 is not going to damage. That's a cup of coffee in a lot of your area. I know it is for me. I visit my Dunkin' Donuts here. And so I know it's a quick $5 for myself each and every day. So I know I stick to the plan. I stick to something fun here. Never go and get crazy. It's not what I'm about. I hope that's not what you're about here listening on this show. So we got that one wrong. On to the next player prop here, Deontay Foreman. We got this one correct. Ladies and gentlemen, we said anytime touchdown for a plus 145, where they thought that would not happen last night, but they were incorrect because $5 paid us out $12.25. So we're happy about that this morning to get us a little bit of change. All right, and on to the two pick parlay. This one did not pay out as well. We did get the Chicago money line, which was a minus 195. They believed that was going to happen. But we got the Adam Thielen anytime touchdown with the plus 200 incorrect. So those together were going to pay out plus 405, and that $5 was going to give us 25-25. That did not occur. So we did get the Chicago money line, but missed out on the Adam Thielen. So Bryce Young, we thought he'd be using Adam Thielen a little bit more than he did. So bite the bullet on that this morning. All right, let's go ahead and let's get into this quick injury update news that's around the league this morning. Again, there's not much happening this early. Of course, we'll have a little bit more than we did on yesterday's show because now we're in Friday. A lot of these teams reported overnight, but then a lot of them just wait till the end here to report so they can keep their opponents guessing on one of these players if they're going to play or not play. So to kick this off for the quarterbacks, we got Kyler Murray has been announced and confirmed now this morning as the starter for week 10. So that's going to be a boost for Marquise Brown here. And so looking for him to carry this offense a little bit more than it has been the past few weeks. So if you've been holding on to Kyler Murray, now's the time to unleash. I personally, in my 12 team, I'm going to wait about a week. I'll throw him in week 11. I'm going to roll with Sam Howell this week. I'm going to give it a roll against the Seattle Seahawks there. So I have me a better option myself. But if you do not and you desperately need to play one of these quarterbacks, Kyler Murray is a good one to throw in this week. All right, here we also have some news that Zach Wilson is still going to remain the starter for the Jets, even though that he's been struggling. So don't look for Tim Boyle or Trevor Siemian to be thrown in there as of yet. Tommy DeVito, of course, we know is going to start for week 10 for Daniel. Daniel Jones, I'm sorry. Lost my train of thought there for a second because I was looking at Matt Barkley here signing with the Giants for the same team. So it had me lost here, ladies and gentlemen, for a second because I put Barkley together as Saquon and I was reading about Tommy DeVito. So apologize there. But again, he will start here in week 10 for the Giants. Of course, you all know Carson Wentz has been called up again and has signed with the Rams. So not looking for anything appealing from his end there. All right, let's go ahead and let's go on over to the running backs for week 10. James Conner trending in the right direction here in week 10. So possibly could be thrown in there, but I'm a little weary, ladies and gentlemen. I believe even if he does give it a go, at any moment he can be tweaked. It can happen again to him. So I'm going to hold off this week and kind of see where he left off here in week 10 and see how he feels for week 11. Devon Achane dealing with that knee, still eyeing week 11 to come back here. So please don't throw him in your lineup. Either way, he's on a bye. So please do not have any of these guys who are on a bye in your lineup. We will go over that here in just a moment on those teams. All right, Pierre Strong Jr. hamstring is back at practice yesterday, so be someone there to add in the backfield behind Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt. DJ Dallas with a shoulder practice yesterday, so good news for him. Of course, we know that's Kenneth Walker's backfield at the moment, and Charbonnet as the number two. Damian Pierce, ankle missed practice yesterday, so it's more likely that Singletary is going to continue that RB1 there in Houston. And then we know David Montgomery with them ribs got in a full practice yesterday, so he's going to be a full go this week, as well as Jahmyr Gibbs, we already spoke about yesterday, is going to cut into David Montgomery's share count here, given the rookie's last couple of games, his performance has warranted him to cut into David Montgomery's role here. So look for both of these to be a backfield duo here going forward. All right, that's going to do it here for the running backs. We're going to go ahead and roll it on over to the pass catchers. And that's T. Higgins, hamstring, been ruled out this week. So I'm looking for Tyler Boyd to step up this week from, you know, we all, if you had him last week thinking that he was going to do what he did the prior 2 weeks before that, I'm thinking this week is going to be that week. He is going to do that. So if you go out there into the waiver wire, I know he's heavily available. I went out there and actually grabbed him this morning. So Tyler Boyd, look for him to get a little bit more action as a wide receiver three or a flex here in week 10. And then Zay Jones, unlikely to play here in week 10. Wasn't expecting him to do much, even if he did. Jamar Chase, of course, you saw him land on his back there during the game. He's been missing practice for the past couple of days, but he was back at practice here this morning, here reported. So good news for Jamar Chase here in week 10. Devontae Parker, concussion, been ruled out for week 10. So look for Juju Smith-Schuster, Jalen Reagor, and DeMario Douglas to continue as the wide receivers there in New England. Alan Lazard with a knee limited yesterday in practice. Wasn't doing much even before that. So even if he plays, keep his ass out. Curtis Samuel with a toe. He took part in practice yesterday. I see bigger things here in this offense for him as the weeks go along here with Eric Bieniemy using him as a Debo Samuel protege type in the back here in Washington. DK Metcalf dealing with his hip did not practice Thursday, so keep an eye out for that here this weekend with DK Metcalf. All right, that's going to wrap us up for the pass catcher. Let's hit up this tight end where there's not much news as always. Week after week with these tight ends is very, very limited with these guys. But Kyle Pitts, this is a big one. If you have him, he took a personal day off here this Friday for his son, for the birth of his son. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully he does go ahead and give it a go. I believe he will, given that it's week 10, real close here on a Friday. I don't believe he'll leave them just hanging like that. So look, if he does miss, if you got a moment to grab Chanu Smith as a backup, if you're in desperation mode here this week, kind of pick him up as a backup for Kyle Pitts there. So David Njoku Nee, he got in a limited practice yesterday. Look for him to give it a go and help out there. Cole Kmet, we already know he's already played. He did very well last night, even though he was dealing with his own injury throughout the week. TJ Hockenson reassured the media yesterday that he's sure he'll play Sunday. So fire him up as your tight end one and don't look back there. All right, cool. That's going to give it a wrap up here for the injury updates for week 10. And this is the part where on a weekly basis, I have a 3-game watch list put together here on a spreadsheet. And I do a start and sit, a very quick start and sit, so we can knock those players out of the way between each other. And then I give you that score prediction at the end where, as mentioned at the beginning of the intro, I have been pretty damn close here, folks, the last 4 weeks. And last night was no different. Between the Chicago Bears and the Carolina Panthers. So I have that on deck here. So let's get right into that this morning. All right, cool. So let's roll with this first game on the list, and that is going to be the Chargers versus the Lions there in LA and SoFi Stadium. That is a 3:05 Central Time, 4:05 Eastern Time kickoff. So let's go ahead and get into the Chargers start of it between these two teams. And I'm going to go ahead and give it a go. No doubt, even though we've seen struggles the last couple of weeks, we thought there'd be bigger games from this quarterback, but I believe in him still. He's got the arm. He's got the damn talent around him. So let's roll with Justin Herbert here in week 10. All right, that goes for Austin Eckler as well. You already know this dude puts in the work, gets you those scores. So Austin Eckler, no doubt. All right, I'm going to go ahead and give you these pass catchers all at one time so we can just knock the sound bite right out of here, okay? So that's going to be Keenan Allen, Quintez Johnston, and Gerald Everett. Gerald Everett, ladies and gentlemen, only in a 14 and plus this week. So roll with those guys and feel confident in your lineup this week. All right, for the Chargers side, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sit Joshua Kelly. All right. Davis as well, who has just come on and put on a show the last couple of weeks, but I'm just not going to roll with him. I'm going to go ahead and slide in Johnston in place of Davis. So, and then I'm going to go ahead and bench Donald Parham as well for the tight end. So let's bench those three gentlemen this week 10. And of course, onto the Lions stardom side, and I'm gonna go with Jared Goff, who has been surprisingly in the top 10 of quarterbacks this year. So yeah, with confidence fire of Jared Goff there. You heard me mention earlier about Jahmyr Gibbs biting into David Montgomery's role here, but that does not matter against this Chargers front. Both of these guys can eat here in this offense and against this defense. So I believe one of these gentlemen will get into the end zone. Not sure how they'll maneuver this yet, so I can't call it with confidence. But if I had to guess here, I would tell you that David Montgomery will be utilized as that goal line back, whereas Jahmyr Gibbs will be that one and two punch here going forward. So let's fire up both of these guys with confidence in your lineup. All right, here we go with the pass catchers. And so I'm going to give you all of them here as well, like I did with the Chargers. So we can knock this soundbite off instead of it's one by one. So for a 12-plus league size, I'm going to go with Khalif Raymond and then Monra St. Brown here, any type of league size, of course. And Sam Laporte, you better roll with this rookie. He's been doing damage here of his rookie campaign. So fire them all up with confidence in week 10. Okay, we got the Lions sit side, and that is going to be Jameson Williams, Donovan Peoples-Jones, who is newly acquired, but still don't have enough faith to roll with either of those pass catchers in the Lions offense. So let's go ahead and let's bench both of these gentlemen. Of course, you already know I got this score prediction lined up between these two teams. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions getting the dub here. 27, Chargers 24. It's going to be a very entertaining game here, in my opinion. And I just think that the Detroit Lions fire themselves up a little bit more than the Chargers and squeak it through with a 3-point win here. So 27-24 is going to be the score that afternoon. On to the number two game on my list, none other than the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, who are struggling anyway. This is a give it game, in my opinion, here between this Sunday afternoon's game. So, but hey, I had to throw my boys on here. I am the fan of my boys, so had to include them in the list. So that is a Arlington, Texas game at 3:25 Central, 4:25 Eastern. All right, between those two NFC East rivals. So let's go with the Cowboys to kick this stardom side off. And I'm going to go ahead, and you already know Dak Prescott's been impressing the last 2 weeks. Let's make it three in a row. Throw him in your lineup. Tony Pollard, you already know they're going to ride this man's back. So you throw him in your lineup and don't look back. And now we got the pass catchers here. Let's just do it all at one time. CD Lamb, anytime format. Don't need to tell you that. But if you needed me to tell you, you already know I'll tell you. So put him in your lineup and don't look back. Brandon Cooks, a 12-plus. That's perfect size for him. And then Jake Ferguson, I'm a big fan of as of late. He is coming along for the tight end position. So confidently throw these guys into your lineup and just roll with them. And then the Cowboys sit them. Robert Dowdle, Michael Gallup, and Turpin. I just can't do it. So let's go ahead and let's bench those three guys. All right, for the Giants, we got Saquon Barkley. You already know they're going to use him up there. So let's throw him in there for that. And then Wandale Robinson coming on as of late, but he's more of a 12-plus, and that goes for Darius Slayton. That's a 12-plus also. So no issues there. And hell, let's just give it to you also. Daniel Bellinger in place of Darren Waller to go forward. That is a desperation, a sportsbook bet only move here for Daniel Bellinger, the tight end. But go ahead and put those guys in because someone's going to need to make up points here in a this is going to be one of those games. It's going to be ugly, ladies and gentlemen. I believe the Cowboys are going to just mop the floor with these New York Giants. So someone's got to make up garbage time here. So throw these guys in, hoping that they can get you over those humps. And hopefully they, you could put them into like a DFS format and they can be a sneaky pick there and somewhat carry you over into maybe a top five or a top 10 payout there. And then for the Giants sit, I'm going with DeVito, the quarterback. I mean, I don't even know nothing about him, but what I've seen about him, I'm not liking. So go ahead and bench him confidently. Don't even look his direction on the waiver wire. Matt Breida, Paris Campbell, sitting all these guys, not looking back there. And then the score prediction between these two teams, again, it's going to be ugly. I believe it could be worse than what I'm going to give you. But Dallas Cowboys, my boys, coming out, getting another win. Here, so I believe the score is going to be Dallas 32, New York Giants 16, and that 16's only coming from garbage time, I believe. So that'll be that game number two there. So let's head it on over to number three, and that is the night game between on the Monday night slate between the Bills and the Broncos. So let's go ahead and get into the Bills side, and that is none other than Josh Allen. You just throw him in. I don't need to tell you that, so just do that and get you those points that he's going to bring along here in the Bills offense. For James Cook, they're going to ride this young man, so throw him into your lineups there. Leonard Fournette, newly acquired, of course. This is a touchdown-dependent move only. All right, so I would throw him in there if he's more in the 14. Possibly, I would actually go with him with a 16-plus at this point, not even in a 14. Let's just throw him in a 16-plus league size here. Stephon Diggs, any format, okay. Gabe Davis, a 12-plus. Khalil Shakir and, of course, Dalton Kincaid. Throw all these guys into your lineup, and they'll get you those points that you're looking for there. All right, the Bills side, we got Hardy and Latavius Murray. Bench these guys confidently there. And then for the Broncos, not much options to go with here, of course, but there is garbage time that needs to come just as well as the Giants. So we're going to go ahead and go with Russell Wilson in a 12 and beyond league size only. Right, and so Javonte Williams, who has been getting a lot of carries here in the backfield as of late, and as his partner as well, McLaughlin. So I'm rolling with both these guys, but McLaughlin's more of the 14 and plus league size because they're going to use Javonte Williams, and he falls below here in a 10 to 12. So do not throw McLaughlin in a 10 and 12. He's more of the 14 and plus. They're going to use Javonte Williams first here. So, but either way here, roll with both these guys. And then we got Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, those are going to be garbage times weapons. So, yes, you throw them in confidently there. And then there's the Broncos sit. I don't feel Mims yet, but he is coming through. They will use him more and more as the year ends. And then Adam Trautman, the tight end, not rolling with him either. So bench these two gentlemen this weekend. And so there is a score prediction for the last game on our list this afternoon to end the show, and that is going to be the Buffalo Bills 27, Denver Broncos 18. So Buffalo Bills should actually put up a 30 piece, but I'm still sticking with the 27 here. I think they're going to keep it a running game once they know that they have this score intact. So that will be the three-game watch list that we have put together this weekend. So hopefully you enjoyed that list and you're on tap to watch one of these three or possibly all three of these games. And get at me on social media and let me know what you think as these games are in action or when the games end. Leave us some kind of feedback. Let us know what you think. Let us know if we fall in line with your score prediction as well. Okay, that's going to take us on over to the next segment, the last segment of this show. And so if you've been following along with us here in 2023, you are a favorite as well. As long as there is legal sports betting in your state, you are a fan of this feature of the show. So that is going to bring us to the DraftKings player prop and two-pick parlay bet here on this Friday to carry us into the Sunday's action here in Week 10. So please join us here for the DraftKings portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and let's get paid around here on this Friday in November. All right. And that's going to bring me on over to my first player prop bet this weekend. And that is Mr. Austin Eckler. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Eckler, anytime touchdown for a minus 145 to carry us this weekend. So I believe that is going to be the case here for Austin Eckler. And $5 is going to pay you out $8.44. So again, that is for a minus 145, where they believe that is going to be the outcome for Austin Eckler. So take that with confidence and get you a few bucks on to that win. And then for the second player on this list, on this player prop list, is Jared Goff. That's right. Jared Goff, over 1.5 touchdowns thrown for a minus 140, where they believe that's going to be the outcome for him as well, that he's going to throw two touchdowns. So that is a minus 140, where $5 will pay you out $8.57. So not going to get you rich again, like we said, but it is something to look forward to. Pick you out something that was a prop bet that not a lot of people are rolling with. Okay, so, and then that's going to take us to the two-pick parlay, where, again, what we do with that is we take two separate bets and put them together, so, and make those odds that were not so favorable and turn them into favorable odds for us to bet on. So this can be a two-pick all the way up to a 12 and 13. I've done a 12, I've done a 13. Not going to hit, definitely not going to hit. You got to be super lucky on that day. I've been super close, though. I've gotten to a 9 out of a 12 pick parlay, and I believe that would have paid me out. I put in 7 on that bet, and it would have paid me out somewhere in the 25 to 30K range, which, again, that is a high-flying guess bet right there. A lotto pick, if it will be to you. So those will never occur unless you're super lucky on that day. And in that case, you should have went and played the lottery, where you would have made super bank. Am I correct? So let's put these two players together and let's get us paid around here. Jake Ferguson, anytime TD for a plus 160. And if we backdoor that with a Dak Prescott under 248.5 passing, because I believe Dak Prescott will not need to pass as much against the Giants defense, where they'll probably lean a lot more on Tony Pollard in the running game to get them along. So I'm going with the under 248.5 passing for a minus 115. So if we put the plus 160, we put the minus 115 together, we're going to come out with a plus 415. And that would be $5. Would pay you out $25.75, ladies and gentlemen. So roll with that bet this weekend. All right. So, again, that is a favorite on my show to end this Friday. We appreciate around Fantasy Football Exchange, whatever you may be doing, okay, wherever you may be at, we appreciate it. You throwing us in your ear or in your car stereo there, we appreciate it no matter what you may be doing. So thank you again for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Exchange here on this Friday. All right, and I'm going to leave you with that. Enjoy your weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy these games that I have mentioned. Be safe out there. Thank you.
Welcome to Chicago, DJ Moore, 62 yards.
Southern Smoke
made the trade for this player of Carolina.